I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Efforts are underway in South Carolina to better understand mental health care disparities and improve outcomes for underserved populations. To talk about innovations in mental health care access is Dr. Rosara Arango Aguayo. She's an assistant professor and bilingual licensed clinical psychologist at the National Crime Victims Research and Treatment Center at MUSC. Dr. Arango Aguayo, I know that you co-direct two clinics that are aimed at increasing access to mental health services for underserved populations. What are some of the barriers to getting care for people who need mental health care?
So when you think about underserved populations, these are low-income folks who don't have access to cars, perhaps a phone or insurance, barriers come up. So for example, in South Carolina, we have a lot of kids and adults who live in rural communities where a psychologist might not be close, perhaps the closest one is 50 miles away. Or you may have a family that has multiple kids, so childcare is a problem. So these are some examples of barriers that families face.
And what are some of the concrete solutions to overcome those kinds of barriers here in South Carolina?
Oftentimes we think, well, people just need to come, but quite the contrary. We can shape our mental health service delivery to meet those needs. Case in point, our clinics at the National Crime Victims Center. We have our community outreach program, Esperanza Clinic, where clinicians go to students' homes, schools, and deliver mental health services there. And then we have another program called the Telemental Health Outreach Program, where we meet with a family via HIPAA-compliant teleconferencing software, where the kids and parents don't even have to leave work or school to get the services that they need.
And what's going on with some of these programs?
Dr. Regan Stewart and my colleagues and I, we recently published a study where we did trauma-focused cognitive behavioral therapy delivered via telehealth to a sample of kids who have PTSD, and our completion rate was 95%, meaning almost all kids, so 9 out of 10 kids, finished treatment. This is unheard of in the mental health field, where dropout rates are typically anywhere from 30 to 60% of kids.
Tell us what that therapy is like.
So a psychologist trained in trauma-focused treatment is on the office in Charleston at MUSC, and the kiddo is in school or at home. And these sessions are 12 to 16 sessions with the kiddo individually and then with a parent. And we talk about thoughts, feelings, behaviors, how those impact our lives, and how to process this trauma in a way that can help the kiddo move forward and achieve their goals.
And how did these programs find children that need this kind of help?
The National Crime Victims Research and Treatment Center has a 20-year history of strong partnerships with the Charleston public education system and community organizations. So we actually get referrals from the schools, from primary care physicians, where they identify and screen a child that meets criteria for trauma and refer them to us. And most of the children who participate in these mental health programs will receive free services because of the grant funding we receive or due to Medicaid.
Dr. Arango Aguayo, thanks for providing this information about mental health care for underserved populations.
My pleasure.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.